Monday morning, a store so far. Ma was feeling a bit below par. I was feeling a bit below Ma as well. Suddenly, Mother said, "Father, dear, get out of that bed. I thought I heard somebody knocking at the bell." Standing in the hall among the potted plants, they saw a big detective constable advance. "Mr. and Mrs. Aloysius Plug, we got your son down in the jug. Arrested him on a narcotics charge." Well, this story's tragic and it's sad. There was a varmint and her name was Glad. Let me tell you about the bloke she dug. Dig, dig, dig. She worked down at the Brazen Bit. Oh, Lord, she was a brazen bitch. She had a man, his name was Ernie Plug, with his great big boots and his tartan braces. He liked to beat up freaks and other races. But this night he'd given Gladys thrills, brought her plastic daffodils, stolen from the Brompton Cemetery. Now Shooter lived up in the gate. Man, I don't exaggerate, he overdid all you could overdo. Well, he popped pills, he sniffed glue, tried inhaling Harpic too. It nearly sent him round the bend, that's true. That night he'd been out to score some shit. He was far, far gone when he reached the Brazen Bear. He wandered in, he stood quite still, cause he saw the plastic daffodils. And he said, "Oh man, them blossoms turn me on." Well, they looked him up, they looked him down. Gladys said, "Oh, I like your gown." And Ernie said, "Well, you can have it, Glad, gladly." He picked up Shooter by the hair and stripped him till he hung there bare. And Shooter said, "Oh man, this strip is bad." He turned quite green and shuddering with fright. He went and ran out naked in the night. Then Ernie said, "Let's try it." First he put it on, then in there burst McClagan and a drug squad through the door. McClagan said, "Don't be afraid, it's just another routine raid. If no one breathes, no one will get hurt. We'll start with Joseph and his coat." Seizing Ernie by the throat, he ripped his pockets out and tore his shirt. Then he smiled and said, "Hello, hello, hello. What's all this then? Aspirins, I suppose." Then he tripped him up and kicked his face, saying, "Sorry to disturb your inner space, but what you need, my lad, is a rest. You're under arrest." Sunday evening at the Plugs, Papa blames the curse of drugs. Pa is drunk, Ma is tranquilized. Ernie's got 6 months in jail, Gladys left to tell the tale. By the plastic daffodil she cries. Papa blames the younger generation, ain't got no bloody respect or veneration. Sunday evening at the bar, Ma is feeling a bit below par. Pa is feeling glad it's all over now. He's feeling glad it's all over now.